All right, welcome everyone to the Laws and Rules and Government Services Committee meeting, June 14th. I'll call the meeting to order. Clerk Mahler, can you please take attendance?
Chairwoman Bartels.
Here.
Deputy Chair Roberts.
Here.
Legislator Gavaris.
Present.
Legislator Heppner. Hi, Sam. And Legislator Wrong. You have four present, one absent.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion for approval of the May 17th meeting minutes and transcript. Hopefully everyone had a chance to look at them.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Roberts, seconded by Legislator Gavaris. All in favor?
Aye.
Is there any opposition? It passes unanimously. Moving to resolutions. Resolution number 242, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 3 of 2021, a local law amending local law number 7 of 2014, a local law respecting the outdoor restraint of companion animals, to be held on Tuesday, July 13th, 2021 at 6 p.m. We have the sponsor, Legislator Petit, joining us tonight. Thank you for being here, Legislator Petit. I'll open the floor. Well, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay, great. Thank you. That was Legislators Heppner and Gavaris. And on the subject, are there any questions? Or maybe Legislator Petit, can I hand the floor to you to maybe make an introduction? And
sure, thank you. I wanted to confirm that our council had made an amendment, a recommended amendment, along with the county attorney and our legislative council. I just wanted to make sure that that did get in there. It's section 2. It's the last 8 words of section 2 are being deleted. Then the last sentence will be moved up to section 1. And then that clarifies the intent of the law. This law was passed in 2014. It has worked well, but there's still were some gray area, so at times it made it difficult to enforce with the input of, several different recommendations from council. I think we've tightened this up, and the executive director of the Ulster County SPCA will be at the public hearing to speak further on it. It was originally to include confinement, but we decided that confinement in and of itself is a very detailed legislation, and that should be made separately and at a different time.
Okay, thank you. And all the members, it was circulated, but you can see the changes that Legislator Petit referenced are in red on the screen right now. So we would be including those in the adoption tonight when moving it to a public hearing. Are there any questions? Does anyone have any questions on the issues or on the changes? I don't see any hands. I don't see all of you, but so if someone does, okay, there we go. Okay, great. So I'll enter, do we need to make a motion to include this change or no, it's just as presented?
You have a motion to discuss, so I would appreciate a motion to adopt the resolution with the local law as presented, as amended.
I'll make a motion to adopt a local law as amended.
Seconded
by Legislator Gavaris. Legislator Ronk, I see you're here. Did you want to weigh in at all on Resolution 242, which is a local law amending local law number 7 respecting outdoor restraint of animals?
I just feel the need to say for the record that I'll be voting tonight to move it to the floor. But I feel the need after some comments have been made about other votes for public hearings that were unanimous where there were questions or issues with the law when it came for adoption, that this is just based on the public hearing and makes no commitment towards voting for it when it comes for adoption.
Okay. All right, are there any other comments? Then on the resolution, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, passes unanimously. Thank you, Legislator Petit.
Thank you.
Moving on, resolution number 244, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 4 of 2021, a local law authorizing participation in the hunting pilot program for 12 to 13 year old deer hunters, to be held on Tuesday, July 13th, 2021 at 6:15 p.m. I'll entertain a motion.
Make the motion.
Well, I'll second.
Okay, legislators Gavaris and Heppner. Is your hand raised, Legislator Ronk? Do you want to introduce the resolution as a sponsor?
I mean, you know, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. The state budget allowed for this pilot program. It's important to note and remember that in order to be able to hunt, the 12 or 13 year old has to have a licensed, experienced adult with them. So contrary to some of the things that have been said by interest groups that oppose this in the state budget and oppose the law, you know, we're not sending 12 and 13 year olds out in the woods alone to hunt.
Okay, noted. Are there any other comments on the resolution? Legislator Heppner?
Yeah, and I would also just add further clarification that this is strictly for white-tailed deer. This does not exceed into other licensing. So I just want to make that some misinformation that was going around as well, that this is strictly for white-tailed deer.
It's a good clarification. Thanks, Jim.
Yep, and I support it.
Thank you. So on the resolution, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It passes unanimously. Moving on. Resolution number 283, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease agreement with Higginsville Station LLC for Board of Elections Office and Storage Space, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Entertain a motion for consideration.
I'll move it.
Legislator Ronk, seconded by?
Second.
Legislator Heppner. On the issue, we have both deputy commissioners here. Legislator Ronk, did you want to?
I do. You know, I'm going to be I'm going to be a no on this resolution tonight and on the floor. This is admittedly from the executive's office, not the final solution for the Board of Elections, and it is in fact a short-term solution. You know, I feel like if we need to work on a short-term solution, the short-term solution would be space for the machines and the machine techs, which does not have to remain in the city of Kingston. You know, whereas our front-facing Board of Elections, you know, operation has to stay in the city of Kingston. You know, I understand that there's a concern about when shovels are going to be in the ground up at the jail and they'll have to move the machines and the machine techs, but everybody concedes that the most logical solution long-term in county property is for the Board of Elections front-facing staff to move into the county office building. And I know that there are several dominoes that have to fall before that's a possibility, but this is just way too much money to spend on a short-term solution. And one thing that keeps getting forgotten, I think, when we play musical offices with all of our county departments is that there's a tangible, really high cost to move these offices. And I really just don't see the utility in this move. I understand that, you know, it's a good space, you know, if we were planning on renting in perpetuity. But I don't think that that's the plan. And that's not been the plan that's been relayed to me by the executive's office. So for all of those reasons, I'm going to be a no. I think it's too much money. It's a bad bet for the taxpayers.
Okay, we have both Commissioner Quigley and Deputy Commissioner Fuentes here with us today. Would either of you like to speak to the issue?
This is Jen Fuentes. I just wanted to say, you know, as a matter of efficiency, one of the reasons for our move is it's essential that we begin to work in the same space so that we can best utilize the staff that we have. There are downtimes that are different for our machine techs than it is for our clerks, and we would be able to better utilize the staff that we have if we were all in one space. Already, as we head into, we're in the midst of early voting, we are making trips to the to check in with our pool pads and our machine techs, and it's just a lot of wasted time to get to the equipment. And sometimes we need quick answers. And the idea of driving, you know, any extended period of time to get to our equipment or to talk to two of our essential staff is not an efficient use of our time.
Thank you. Commissioner Quigley, did you want to add anything?
I would just like to add, as a department head, knowing that this has a timetable to it, I felt the urgency to come up with a solution. I will admit this, this is honestly the dream solution, because this is what Ashley and I went and found that solved any and all of our current needs and concerns. Is it the perfect solution? I would leave that to the legislature, as you guys are our guiding principles on what is best for us. But as a department head, I really felt that we had to go out and find our own solution, as the timetable didn't fit properly for us to be able to just move on a whim or with less than 6 month notice. And I feel that you guys will definitely get your value out of this investment. And if there's any questions that I can help answer, I will be available to answer them.
Legislator Heppner, and then I have
some. Yes, through the chair, if the deputy executive wouldn't mind, John, do you have any more information per the conversation? We spoke briefly this afternoon, actually not even this evening almost, about it, but could you clarify, some efforts are being made to extend the longevity of the release of the lease to, you know, ensure more protection, you know, on our side?
No, absolutely.
Deputy Executive Milgram, if I could pause you for a second and ask that Clerk Mahler share the screen, because we did put together some language, which I was going to bring up as a potential amendment today. But Deputy Executive Milgram, you can explain.
Sure, if I may, and with all due respect to everyone, this was proposed lease is well, it does serve a short-term desperate need for the Golden Hill site and the move out of there. It also has the potential to be a longer-term solution. There are, as Legislator Ronk mentioned, many moving parts to all of the departments and the limited spaces that we have that are county facilities. And this facility did turn up at a very opportune time at a fair market rate. What we ended up doing in the last short period of time, we did negotiate again with Higginsville to be able to extend the lease and include 2 5-year options beyond the current 5-year term, so that if this space ends up being not just a part of a holistic move of a variety of departments with some ultimate goal, we can keep it for a longer term. The County Law 215 limits our leases for space to 5-year terms. It doesn't limit our ability to include options on those leases. So I did recommend some fairly simple language to be included in the resolution, allowing us to finalize a lease, that would reflect this, which I believe could be done by tomorrow's legislative session. And if you just bear with me for a moment, I can give you a little bit more on those terms. Although you would see,
we do have the language on the screen. Can everyone see the language in red?
Is that clear for everyone? Essentially, Higginsville Station has agreed to this, where they would base it on a CPI, New York and New Jersey CPI from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, using the 5th year of this first term, essentially as the first year, backing it up to the first year. So the first option would start at that 5th year price with the CPI built into the first 5 years, and then continuing from there, if that makes sense to everyone.
I'm going to read it out loud just because Ken's on the phone, so I don't know how readily he can see it. It says, "Resolved that the lease."
I can read it.
You can. Okay, sorry, Ken.
Yeah,
just wanted to make sure.
That's right.
Okay, so this was a concern that I had, and I know others voiced as well, the idea that if this space ends up being something that we'd want to have longer term, that this is the moment to be negotiating the terms of extensions. We've got some language and some agreement in there now, but I also, to Ken's earlier point, I do think that if this isn't the long-term plan, I think we need to be having that conversation pretty swiftly. You know, we need to make a change immediately, and I feel like this is a 5-year investment at least. But if there's going to be an alternative, I think that needs to be explored fairly quickly as well. Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. You know, I'm comfortable with the amended language. You know, I don't mind voting for the amendment. However, the amendment doesn't guarantee that we have the option. The amendment guarantees that as long as the property owner and the county both want to move forward, we have the option. I don't know that this protects us in any way other than just telling us exactly how much this is going to cost us more every year over, a potential 15-year period. I just go back to, I don't think that the time to have the conversation about these space needs is now. I think that the time to have these conversations about space needs is a couple years ago. And, you know, you and I have had this conversation. We've had this conversation in the committee and the executive's office, which is the organization that handles all the buildings and grounds for the county and negotiates leases, et cetera, hasn't solved the problem. The Board of Elections Commissioners came up with this solution, and I understand this definitely works for them. If I were them, I'd be supporting this plan too. And with all due respect to Deputy Commissioner Fuentes, while it may be optimal to have all facets of the operation in one location, it's not necessary. I think necessary is the wrong word. I think it's useful, and I think that if we had county property that allowed for that, that would be a good option. But here we are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money, over a period of 5 years, we're spending more than $700,000 on this when we could potentially move both sides of the Board of Elections into county-owned property, and the taxpayers would be saving that money. And I would be more than happy to put, the amount of fuel and staff time that it would take to go from the county building to South Manor, or from the county building to the BRC, or from the county building to another piece of county property within the Kingston Ulster area, up against the $150,000 a year that it's going to cost us to go into this space. I think this is a very poor financial decision for the taxpayers, and there's no amount of talking about the amount of time it takes to go from Wall Street to the jail, or from the county office building to South Manor up against that.
Legislator Heppner.
Yes, thank you. Deputy Executive Milgram, could you just clarify, and I'm sorry if I misunderstood you, did you say that this 5-year cap, because per Leader Ronk's points, that it has to be within the agreement of both the lease, both parties of the lease to institute that option. Is that because of, did you say it was a county law that keeps us at 5 years, or is it a general municipal state law that keeps us at 5 years? Because I felt like earlier when we discussed, it was a state general municipal law.
Clint originally said general municipal law, but then he corrected himself. It's county law 215. Is what?
Yeah, it's the New York State county law. We can't lease or from or to anybody for longer than 5 years. It's why in the past we've transferred properties to the IDA to do longer leases, like with the Catskill Mountain Railroad, their 25-year lease. You know, so that that's absolutely the law. My point is that the extensions, you know, are not at our sole discretion. Oh, yeah. The extensions are at the mutual discretion. So if this company finds somebody else they want to lease to, they could tell us to scratch after 5 years.
No, that, and I share that concern.
I do too. It's a point well taken, and obviously the ideal would be to have extensions at the county's sole discretion, which is what we've been advocating for in conversations in caucus, et cetera, if this is the plan to move into a rental property, particularly given that, you know, the economics of the situation, like now is the moment to have this negotiation. I'm happy that we have this language tying it to an indicator at the least, but I recognize that it is an equation of the least. I see that. Legislator Ronk?
Thanks. I just think that the ideal, to me, this is not on the general plane of ideal. I think that ideal would be, you know, working together to, you know, move the Board of Elections, you know, as soon as we can onto county-owned property, which is something that we've been talking about since I've been a legislator. You know, this is the 14th year that I've been a legislator, and we've been talking about moving the Board of Elections onto county-owned property. And, you know, we had used to have, you know, half-hour-long debates about the lease on the, you know, the current office, and that it cost too much money. And, you know, here we are, you know, tying ourselves into, you know, and even digging ourselves into what I see as an even bigger financial hole when we don't have to, because the time sensitive portion of this is the machines and the machine techs, not what we have going on Wall Street.
Deputy Executive Milgram.
Just to add to the discussion, this was, you know, initially the idea of this space did come from the commissioners, and I know they've raised that. Since then, however, we did ask DPW to do a full analysis of the immediate or most immediate department needs, with a lookout onto future years. They did determine, as you know, to their best expertise, that this was the most cost-effective and efficient move for the Board of Elections at this current time. So it's not just driven by the commissioners. It was backed up by a study that was done by DPW.
Are you raising your hand, Legislator Ronk?
No.
No. Yeah, I mean, I could say that I share many of Legislator Ronk's concerns, and I also share the historical memory of the conversations and the debates going back for an extended period of time, probably my entire time here as well. So it's at the moment for me, it's a reluctant and frustrated yes on this, but and it'll give me more to think about in terms of pulling me back to the place that I was over all these course of these years. Would anyone else like to weigh in? So on the resolution, all those in favor?
I don't have a motion to amend it yet.
I'll make the motion to amend.
Okay, sorry, thank you. Thank you. Council, your hands up.
Yeah, sorry to interject. I just was reading the proposed amendment as it was on the screen, and I just would suggest that we change just a few of the words. It references approval of both parties or mutual consent of both parties. I would suggest that we say upon prior approval of the majority of the members of the legislature and eliminate the reference to parties.
Okay. Any thoughts on
If I may there, though, Council, the both parties would be the county and the leasor.
I think that the council's concern is that, you know, the county executive could be considered a party when the legislature are the ones who approve leases.
Yeah, let's make the change.
I don't mean to put words in Chris's mouth.
No, I definitely think that's what the concern was. So let's make that change.
Or we could say upon, you know, parties to the lease or members of the legislature and Higginsville Station LLC.
I amend my amendment as reflected, unless there's any other issues.
I'd like it to read what Chris had just said between, resolved that the lease may be renewed upon mutual consent of the Ulster County Legislature and Higginsville Station LLC.
Yep.
Okay, so Legislator Heppner is moving.
I'll repeal my initial motion and make a new motion to accept the amendment as reflected.
Thank you, and thank you, Council. Is there a second to the amendment?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now on the resolution as amended, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Grace, I've got to drop off. My phone's about to die.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Resolution number 284, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 5 of 2021, a local law amending local law number 3 of 2019, a local law establishing the Ulster County Electrical Licensing Board and providing for qualifications, examination, licensing, and regulation of electricians in Ulster County, New York, to be held on Tuesday, July 13th, 2021 at 6:10 p.m.
Move it.
Thank you. Second. That's legislators Heppner and Gavaris. On the resolution, this was brought forward by the members of the board themselves, is my understanding. Legislator Heppner?
Yeah, I would just say, I've spoken with some board members and, this is exactly, if, folks who weren't here, this was the kind of intention of creating the electrical licensing board, was to really bring in the experts to kind of fill the gaps, make some adjustments, tweaks and needs as they saw fit, as more experts in the trade. And this is what in my opinion, the legislative process working the way it was supposed to. So I look forward to us moving these forward and thank the Electrical Licensing Board for, despite the pandemic, the work they've been doing to get us to this point.
Thank you. Legislator Gavarth, did you have your hand up?
Thank you. Yeah, so when this first passed, I think it was a year or two ago, I had heard about it. I was on the village board at the time and people had reached out very upset about passing this law. And as I read into it, I also did not agree with a lot of it, but I do agree that if this is gonna go forward, it needs to go forward with this process. And I'm hoping that some of the contractors who were doing this kind of work will now have a pathway to be able to get licensed and get approved through this. So I'm hoping it will start to work itself out, but there are a lot of people who had businesses who lost a lot of work because they were no longer allowed to do it.
Thank you. Would anyone else Okay, so I'll call the question on resolution 284. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Resolution number 288, adopting proposed local law number 1 of 2021, a local law amending various provisions of local law number 1 of 2020, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster to include mandatory food scraps composting by large generators. I'll entertain a motion.
Move it.
Second.
You, Legislator Heppner, second.
Second.
Second, Legislator Gavaris. On the resolution, discussion, Legislator Heppner.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were calling on the resolution. I was just voting aye. Okay. No discussion.
Madam Chair, I made a comment, I think, last time about this, and I'll say it again. I think, there needs to be composting bins purchased in bulk or something to make this affordable for businesses. you know, I've explored this at the hospital of buying those bins, and they're quite expensive. We're doing a composting pile here, but it's not as efficient as those bins. I know Resource Recovery did one several years ago. They had a group buy. I'd like to see us really move and explore that.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent point, Legislator Guevara. I'm sorry, my connection's a little bit unstable, but I think it's an excellent point, and I think it should be brought to the Environment Committee to potentially take action on through the Department of the Environment or the RRA, either through grant process or just hoping that that conversation will happen at that committee. And Legislator Petit has put into the chat that that may have been a part of the RRA grant regarding composting, and that's something we can follow up on. I'm not sure if it's the size toters that a business like the hospital or an organization like the hospital would need, but I do think a bulk purchase is only smart at its simplest. So any other discussion on this? Okay, then, all those in favor of resolution 288, aye. And opposed, hearing none, passes unanimously. In old business, we have the American Rescue Plan funding. Does anyone have anything they'd like to discuss that would be specific to this committee's work in terms of proposals that they want to bring to the chair or through this committee to the chair? Okay, and I'll just remind everyone, they received an email today. The chair is looking to get in writing proposals, and I would encourage legislators to whatever detail they have to put those in writing in an email, even if it's just initial thoughts, so that as a collective, we can discuss them all. And that is, I believe, by Friday, June 18th, was it? Okay, Friday. Okay, is there any new business anyone would like to discuss? All right, seeing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Second?
For a second,
I thought you just wanted to stay. All those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Thank you all. Be careful out there in the rain if you're driving. And otherwise, thank you all for your work and your attendance.
Good night and see you all tomorrow.
Have a great night. Yes, see you in person.